Good afternoon. You're listening to English Waves Radio. I'm Noelle Boisney, and this is the Midday News. More than a year after the murder of Lola, a reenactment was organized today in Paris. A security perimeter was set up around the building where the 12-year-old girl was killed. The main suspect, Dabia Benkired, indicted for murder and rape with acts of torture, is on site. The objective is to understand the circumstances of the tragedy. Lola was found in a plastic trunk left in the hallway of her residence. The SNCF controller strike has come to the heart of the matter. 3 out of 4 controllers are stopping work to demand better pay. The SNCF has announced that priority will be given to trips leading to ski resorts. The movement will last throughout the holiday weekend, with the return to normal expected Monday morning. Volodymyr Zelensky is in Paris. The Ukrainian president and Emmanuel Macron will sign a bilateral security agreement. It is a question of showing that our determination to provide support to Ukraine is as strong as on the first day, says the Élysée. The content of this Franco-Ukrainian text will be made public this evening. The two presidents will then hold a press conference. The Israeli army announces that it has arrested around 20 suspects in the October 7th attacks. Arrests were made at the Nasser Hospital, located in Khan Yunis in the south of the Gaza Strip. The army explains having found around the hospital complex remains of mortar shells and other weapons belonging to the Hamas. And to finish, the Spanish press is enthusiastic after the announcement of the departure of Kylian Mbappé from the PSG, as the Real Madrid may be his next destination. The sports newspapers are now waiting for the Frenchman to announce his new club. Newspapers evoke the end of one of the biggest soap operas in the history of soccer. You've been listening to the Midday News. I'm Noelle Boisney for English Waves.